Now with me online, I have Claire Downey, who's an executive with CRN, or the Community Reuse Network. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Fiona.
Now, you're running a campaign at the moment to encourage people to reuse. So, but first of all, what exactly is the Community Reuse Network?
Yeah, we were set up as an all-island network, so we're in Northern Ireland and Ireland, to support social enterprises working in the area of reuse and recycling. And we are funded by the EPA under the National Waste Prevention Programme. So some of the social enterprises that we work with include, for example, the Charity Shops Association, which has members in, of course, your area. And we also have a member in Galway called Bounce Back, who recycle mattresses and furniture and do some upcycling on furniture as well. So it's all kinds of organisations who do upcycling, repair, second-hand resale.
Yeah. And so over the next couple of weeks, you've got events going on that are going to encourage people to recycle and reuse.
That's right. It's actually a campaign called Reuse Month throughout October. And this is the third year of Reuse Month. Now, it was an initiative actually of the regional waste authorities who work with 31 local authorities throughout the country. So it's very much right throughout the country being supported by the local authorities. And the whole idea is to show people, well, to first of all help explain what reuse is, because it's really often confused with recycling and it's not really a very clear kind of term. And then to show how people probably already reuse themselves and businesses, and then to try and inspire more people and businesses to reuse as well by giving them ideas and tools and so on.
Yeah.
Well, just we're helping to coordinate and promote the campaign this year with the regional authorities. We're really excited about it.
So what kind of things can companies and businesses do to encourage reuse of things? Like, what kind of things can they reuse?
Yeah, there's quite a lot. We actually have on our website, reusemonth.ie, an example of an office scene, and we've tried to show how reuse can be part of almost every item in that scene. So, for example, businesses can source their office furniture, something very simple like furniture secondhand, or get it upcycled. They can prioritize repairing things instead of replacing them, so keeping them in use for longer. They can also, a big thing for a lot of companies that might have canteens or coffee stations is to have refillable cups instead of disposable cups. And some big companies are now even completely removing disposable cups from their offices. So it's really great to see that. So that's refilling. That's another kind of reuse. And then, if they're in any kind of manufacturing or have a food production, there are lots of ways to pass on surplus goods. So if it's a food company and they might have surplus food stuff that are still within their
use by date.
Then there's a wonderful organization called Food Cloud, who also have a hub actually in Galway, who can redistribute that food to charities for use. And then there are other organizations like Smile Exchange, who take, it's an online platform, who take lots of different surplus materials from businesses, from clean drums, for example, pallets, all kinds of materials that businesses might not want, and pass them on to other businesses. So if your business looking for materials like that, large packaging materials or unusual things, then Smile Exchange often has those too. They've also been taking, for example, bulk consignments of furniture from hotels and passing them on to charities. So there's a lot of things I suppose the businesses can do, both when they're looking to source goods, and also when they have surplus things to pass on. Computers as well, Sarah should have said, can also be passed on to be repaired and given to charity.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way to look at it. It's not so much, that's where you kind of draw the difference between reuse and recycling. Recycling tends to be something that's gone out of, you're making a completely different use out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're really taking it apart at that point, and you're just getting the materials back into use. You're keeping the material value of something. Whereas when you're reusing, you're really keeping the value of that whole product. And it's especially important, I think, for electrical and electronic goods, because so much goes into making them. They contain a lot of rare earth metals and precious metals that don't get recovered when you send them for recycling. They only really are useful when they're reused or repaired and returned to the market. So, yeah, absolutely. It has a much higher, I suppose, value than recycling for that reason.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of... Because if you're recycling, usually you're taking something apart, using it on, but you're going to replace what you had with something new again.
Exactly.
Whereas by reusing, there's nothing new coming into the line. You're staying with what you have.
Yeah. There is some report by the European Environment Bureau that shows manufacturing generates about 40% of a country's average carbon emissions, so when you're talking greenhouse gas emissions. Now, in Ireland, we don't have a lot of manufacturing, of course, but we do import a lot of goods, so that just means those emissions are happening somewhere else on our behalf. And when you're reusing, then, as you say, you're not putting demand on manufacturing to make new stuff. You're preventing having to buy new, and that means that you're able to help reduce the carbon emissions associated with that.
And is there any particular industries that kind of lend themselves more to reuse or kind of are less likely to be able to reuse?
Gosh, that's an interesting question. But there are a few interesting models around, I suppose. I could give some examples of. Xerox is quite a good one. Maybe we don't think of it very often, but their photocopiers are very often leased, which means that the customer only pays for per copy or a rental fee, for example, for that photocopier. At the point where they no longer want that machine or are trying to replace it, then Xerox takes it back and they can refurbish it and lease it out again. So it's a really nice model, I suppose, where they've built in reuse very much into how they operate. There's another company in the Netherlands, not in Ireland yet, unfortunately, that leases jeans, for example. So you can actually pay a monthly rental fee for your jeans and then...
For your jeans that you're wearing.
Yeah. It's a neat model. So there are those kinds of ideas, I suppose, thinking about leasing rather than selling, because people at the end of the day, they just want the photocopies or they just want the jeans to wear. They don't actually want
the label
machine
and the
that makes the photocopies, for example. Yeah.
And
I know Philips have done a lot on that as well with their lighting. They lease the light that the lights give rather than selling the bulbs. So, yeah, there's quite a lot happening in that area now.
Yeah. And so with anyone that wants to find out ways that they can reuse things, I'm assuming you have a website that people can go on to.
We do, yeah, and actually the reusemonth.ie website has a page called Learn, and what we've done with that is shown three everyday themes, because the theme, which I probably should have said sooner, for the campaign this year is At Home, At Work, At Play, Reuse Every Day. So what we've tried to show is a theme at home, a theme at work, and a theme at play, which is really about sort of outdoors, to show all the different ways that you can reuse in those spaces. And we've got links against those graphics that will take you to businesses or enterprises that do that kind of thing. So we've tried to really make it as easy as possible to find ways to do these things.
Yeah, and I suppose, and it's well worthwhile, I suppose, if you're doing it for either at work, at home or at play, it's worthwhile for everybody to go on and see how you'll actually save money in the long run with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, unfortunately, I mean, that's often the main incentive that people have, is that they can save a bit of money.
Yeah, and it's understandable. So, absolutely, when you're buying things secondhand, for example, or when you're passing things on, surplus goods for reuse, you're saving on disposal fees. So, absolutely does have a good financial incentive.
Yeah. Now, Claire, we're going to have to leave it there. I've actually run over time. I know I was late getting to you.
You're all right. Can I mention a few events that are happening in your area? Sorry, before you go. There's a Halloween costume competition for students run by Galway City Council. So that's actually closing today if anyone's rushing to get something in or can rush to get something into that. There's an event in Donegal tomorrow that's in the Connacht Ulster region, I suppose, that you're in. It's a men's shed showcase, and there'll be 18 men's sheds there, and there'll be upcycling demonstrations. That's in Castlefin. In Galway City on Wednesday and Thursday, there are two free sewing workshops at 6:30 p.m. And then on Saturday in Mayo, I know they're kind of all around you, but there's a food waste prevention event. They're all on the website, reusemonth.ie, and if you go to events, you can see the calendar. So there's things all around the country.
Yeah, and I suppose go in, look at the calendar, and also see what you can do yourself by looking at the website and getting ideas from there. Okay, Claire, sorry to rush you, but we do
Not
have
at all.
To go. Okay,
Thanks
bye for now.
Thanks very much for having us. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye.